KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, let's take a look at local sports from last night. A few activities locally still going on last evening. The Cardinal co-ed meet held down in Clarinda last night saw the Atlantic girls pick up the team championship. They had 151 points, defeating Creston, who had 129, Shenandoah, who had 124, Thomas Jefferson at 101. Red Oak finishes off the top five in that 11-team meet. Kind of an oddity for Atlantic last night. They piled up 151 points and won the meet. They had 25 place winners. Only one of those was an actual first place winner last night. That was the 4x800-meter relay team. But Atlantic also had 8 second-place finishes, 3 third-place finishes, 7 fourth-place finishes, 4 fifth-place finishes, and a couple of sixth-place awards last night to help total up those points. Among some of the top place winners for Atlantic, the 200-meter dash, Alyssa Derby, was second, and Haley Rasmussen ran fifth last night for Atlantic. Also last evening in the 400-meter dash, Haley Rasmussen, a fourth-place finish. In the 800 meters, Abby Altman was fourth, and Carson Rush placing fifth for Atlantic. In the 100 hurdles, Caroline Pellett was second, while Anna Lowry ran fourth last night. In the 1,500 meters, Taylor McCready was second, and Madison Botos was fifth. In the 3,000 meters, Abby Altman ran fourth. In the 400 hurdles, Anna Lowry was third. Heidi Williams ran fourth last night. In the discus, Sydney Swoboda was fourth overall. In the long jump, Haley Rasmussen, a runner-up, and Charity Williams placed sixth. In the shot put final, Sydney Swoboda was fifth and Cheyenne Elliott sixth for Atlantic. Atlantic was a second-place finisher in the 4x100-meter relay, the 4x200-meter relay, and the 4x400-meter relay. Also a runner-up in the shuttle hurdle relay. As mentioned, they won the 4x800-meter relay. They also had a fourth-place finish in the sprint medley and a third-place finish in the distance medley to total up those points and win that meet. On the boys' side at the Clarinda Co-ed, it was St. Albert winning the team title easily with 214 points. Shenandoah, the runner-up, with 111. Griswold was third with 109 points. Clarinda and Clarinda Academy round out the top five. Taking a look at some of those top finishers for Griswold locally last night, Preston Good won the 400-meter hurdles and the long jump event last night for Griswold. The Tigers also picked up a relay victory in the 4x400-meter relay. Also at the Lady Dogs Invitational at Riverside High School in Oakland last night, it was Underwood winning the team title with 116 points. Maple Valley a close second with 113.5, and Riverside right behind in third with 111.5. Tri-Center and Audubon round out the top five teams in that meet last night. Among some of the area winners, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center was a champ in the 800 meters and in the 3,000 meters. Avery True of Underwood won the 100-meter hurdles. Underwood's Lauren Shapcott took the discus. Lydia Jackson of Underwood won the high jump event last night. Also in the relays, Tri-Center took the 4x400 meters. 4x8 went to Riverside. Underwood captured the shuttle hurdle relay title, while Underwood also won the distance medley relay title last night. In some other high school sports around the region last evening, in girls' golf, Glenwood beat Red Oak 200 to 274. Boys' golf, it was Glenwood over Red Oak, 158 to 215. Waverly defeated Southwest Iowa and Nebraska City in a three-team meet, Southwest Iowa finishing three strokes back in second place. In girls' tennis last night, Clarinda over Creston 9-0, Glenwood 6-3 over Red Oak, Abe Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 6-3. Boys' tennis saw Clarinda beat Creston 6-3, Glenwood over Red Oak 9-0. Southwest Valley lost 9-0 to Maryville last night. Also in girls high school soccer, it was Missouri Valley over Harlan 2-1. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 10-0. Abraham Lincoln 4-2 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys soccer, Harlan beat Greene County 6-0. Creston 10-0 over Nottoway Valley. Lewis Central topping Underwood 7-0, while Riverside defeats Missouri Valley by a final of 5-3 last night. In baseball, the Cubs announced the postponement of their series opener with the Cardinals at Wrigley Field yesterday amid a light snow and temperatures around 30 degrees. The game has been rescheduled. It'll be part of a day-night doubleheader. Should be warmer. That'll be held on July 21st. Cubs and the Cards will try again tonight at Wrigley Field, and if they play, we'll have it for you here. 6:10, the pregame tonight. 7:05 is the scheduled first pitch in that contest this evening. In other National League games, it was Colorado over Pittsburgh 6-2. Washington beat the New York Mets 8-6. Atlanta down Philadelphia 2-1. Cincinnati over Milwaukee 10-4. LA Dodgers beat San Diego 10-3. In the American League, the Blue Jays had to push back their series opener against the Royals to today because of chunks of ice that were crashing down from the nearby CN Tower following a weekend of freezing rain. That's the first postponement at Rogers Center in 17 years when a pair of panels collided on the stadium's retractable roof. In American League action, another game that was postponed, it was in Boston as Baltimore at Boston was wiped away yesterday because of the weather. Also in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Texas 8-4, Oakland 8-1 over Chicago, and Seattle beat Houston 2-1. In an interleague contest, it was the New York Yankees beating the Miami Marlins 12-1. In other baseball news, the Pittsburgh Pirates' surprising start just hit its first major pothole. Pirates' second baseman Josh Harrison is out 6 weeks with a broken bone in his left hand. The team says Harrison fractured his pinky finger when he was hit with a pitch by Miami's Jose Urania in the third inning of Sunday's 7-3 win over the Marlins. Harrison is tied for second on the team with 12 runs scored and is batting .263 with 5 RBIs. He hasn't made an error in 61 chances. A former Iowa guard, Brady Ellingson, is on the move. Ellingson earlier had announced he was leaving the Hawkeyes after graduating this semester, and he'll be part of the graduate transfer program. He says he's not heading far. Ellingson will play his senior season at Drake. He announced on Twitter yesterday that he'll use his fifth and final year to play for new Bulldogs coach Darian DeVries. The Wisconsin native played in 94 games in total for the Hawkeyes in his career. This past season, he averaged nearly 3 points per game. He'll be eligible immediately because of the graduate transfer program. In the NBA last night, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat even their Eastern Conference quarterfinal series, handing the Philadelphia 76ers their first loss since March 13th. The Sixers had won 17 straight until Wade poured in 28 points in the Heat's 113-103 win at Philly. Game 3 is Thursday at Miami. Last night's other NBA playoff game had the Warriors beating the Spurs 116-101. They're up 2-0. Spurs will head home now for Game 3 on Thursday. In the NHL last night, San Jose Sharks are on the verge of completing a 4-game sweep in the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Meanwhile, Toronto, New Jersey, and Colorado all avoided falling behind 3-0 in their opening round series. Logan Couture and Jonas Donskoy each had a goal and 2 assists as the Sharks blew out the Ducks 8-1. The Ducks will try to avoid a sweep when they play Game 4 Wednesday at San Jose. In Toronto, Patrick Marleau scored twice, and Austin Matthews snapped a 2-2 tie late in the second period, and the Maple Leafs doubled up the Bruins 4-2. In Newark, the Devils scored 4 unanswered goals in the last 16 minutes of a 5-2 comeback win over the Lightning, and the Avalanche chased Pekka Rinne while building a 4-0 lead in a 5-3 win over top-seeded Nashville. In NFL news, a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that running back C.J. Anderson has been released by the Denver Broncos. That move clears a combined $9 million off the books over the next 2 seasons for Denver and opens the way for Devontae Booker, D'Angelo Henderson, or a pick in the upcoming draft to take over as the Broncos' featured back. Longtime Steelers linebacker James Harrison is taking a second crack at retirement. The 5-time Pro Bowler and 2008 NFL Defensive Player of the Year announced on Instagram that he's stepping away from the game after a 15-year career. The Vikings have signed linebacker Eric Kendricks to a multi-year extension with 1 season left on his rookie contract. And a racing from yesterday, Kyle Busch passed Kyle Larson with 5 laps remaining and won the rain-delayed NASCAR Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Larson led 200 of the 500 laps before Busch claimed his 7th victory at Bristol and his 45th career Cup win. It's the second straight victory for Busch, who also has 3 second-place finishes and 1 third-place showing in his last 6 starts. Larson was leading on Sunday when the race was suspended by rain just 46 laps before becoming official. Jimmy Johnson was 3rd, followed by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Alex Bowman. Brad Keselowski won the first 2 stages and appeared to be the car to beat until he experienced engine problems. He also hit the wall with 30 laps remaining to bring out the final caution in that race. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.